Time for our Friday restaurant news and reviews. This morning, Chicago Tribune food critic Louisa Chu. Louisa, good morning. Let's talk first about some notable openings and closings around Chicago, starting with the diner in Bridgeport. Tell us about Stussy's.
Yeah, good morning, Bob. Yeah, it's actually pronounced Stussy's. I also did not know until I heard it from the owners. And it's on a prominent corner in Bridgeport, right on Halsted 35th, you know, right on the same block as Remova is now. And it used to be just like a classic American neighborhood diner. Actually, the last owners were Mexican-American. But now it is a Black-owned diner, which is really got a lot of pink power going. Stussy's is named after one of the owner's daughter, and whose nickname is Stussy. And so they're doing, you know, some of the classic, like, you know, dishes, of course, like pancakes, but they're pink, Bob. And then they're doing kind of like a little bit more of an update to some, you know, again, diner style food, again, a throwback to the last owners, including a birria ramen, which is, of course, like that stewed meat with the ramen noodles. And then with egg, of course, because you got to have that for you know, a diner. But also, you know, chicken and tofu. So they really kind of reclaim the space because they have a very interesting family background with that corner, with the diner, because the family patriarch was actually attacked by a mob back about 40 years ago. And so when that diner came up, they kind of took it as a sign to that they could actually like reclaim that corner, reclaim that space, and make it now welcome to everyone in the neighborhood and beyond.
3500 South Halsted for Stussy. Sounds like a pretty eclectic diner, huh?
Yes, for sure.
And it's BYOB, right?
It is BYOB right now. I know that they have plans to, you know, add some other items, but right now it's BYOB, and then they, you know, have bases where you can mix your own bottles, including their own line of tea, which includes a peach cobbler tea served hot and iced, which is still good for this, not right now, it's raining, but like a little bit later in the week when it turns warm again.
People always give us some feedback about this, and they want us to feature more South Side places, so I'm glad we're talking about the South Side first this morning. And the sandwich place that you wrote about in the Tribune sounds interesting. Tell us about this.
Yeah, so Just Sandwiches, and that's J-U-S, opened in Avalon Park on the South Side in August. And owner Karen Roberts makes what she calls simple, sexy sandwiches. They're kind of not that simple. I mean, like, she's got a signature sandwich she calls the Royal Highness Sandwich, which brings in a Jamaican inspiration with deep-fried jerk chicken on a hoagie roll, plus a new gym shoe. Of course, sandwich lovers know the classic Chicago style gym shoe has got the roast beef, corned beef, and I can't remember the third. It's a little early. I'm having all my coffee, but she has actually added on there a spicy hot honey chicken, and even a vegan sandwich, which she calls the garbage slider, which is on a gluten-free ciabatta bun too. So Just Sandwiches, J-U-S Sandwiches, at the Woodlawn, which is this innovative event venue on the South Side. So it's a pretty fascinating place.
When did they open up? Just recently?
August 1st.
1200 East 79th Street for that. Let's talk about closing, and what is going to happen to this restaurant in the former Polish Triangle of Wicker Park?
Yeah, that's kind of the big question right now. So the last owner of Podlanka went back to Poland. She wanted to retire. And so it's kind of up in the air right now as far as, you know, if it's going to continue. If it's going to you know, be taken over by family members, another owner. But that area, of course, as we know, was the Polish downtown in Wicker Park. And it's really changed, of course, over the last few decades. So it was like one of the last holdouts of traditional Polish food in the area. Very super homey, diner-style counter. But so we'll see if it's going to continue there or perhaps move. There's, you know, it's kind of up in the air right now.
1549 West Division, that's the spot we're talking about. With the Chicago Tribune food critic, Louisa Chu. We'll get a break in here now, and then, among other things, we'll talk about a Latin-inspired tasting menu restaurant in Uptown and what is happening to those super dogs. Talking food with the Tribune's Louisa Chu. Louisa, this sounds like a very interesting place that opened last year on the north side. Mm-hmm. Mexican cuisine, but then I see that the chef is talking about is ravioli. So how do you describe this menu? Tell us about this place.
It is complex. So Carino, it's a modernist Latin-inspired tasting menu restaurant in Uptown, and it's just blasting like these big, bold, beautiful flavors that are really like a love ballad to mostly Mexico. And this ravioli has become this fan favorite. It's the huitlacoche ravioli, huitlacoche being the so-called corn smut or corn truffle, and it's got kind of an earthy taste. So the ravioli itself is like just one component in this dish that's got corn foam and corn silk and fried amaranth and like just like so many different elements to it. And it's really funny because when they serve you the dish, each dish, you know, when you go, if you go to the chef's counter, which I highly recommend if you can, they serve it simultaneously, and recites, because it's all by heart and like deeply by heart, all the elements, and you're like, I only got like a bit of, I don't know what's happened here. You taste it. And it is definitely very black truffle forward, but has got, again, this handmade pasta and this like silky essence of corn. And that's just like one dish and like so many different elements on this, like, again, super complex menu.
Wow. It's easy to miss this place, too. Do they have a sign yet, or is it still unmarked?
It's unmarked. I mean, it's funny because I saw someone mention to me, I think, or someone had mentioned to me they thought that there was a sign. I was like, if there is, I totally missed it, because it's basically, especially because it's only open at dinner, this like little narrow dark storefront, you know, in between these other bigger storefronts. And So when you go inside, it is just like completely unexpected off of, you know, busy Broadway.
Yeah, the secret's out now. Carino, 4662 North Broadway. This place on the south side that you reviewed recently sounds like a great addition to the soul food scene there. And this is in the South Shore Cultural Center, isn't it?
Yeah, so I haven't had a chance to review Nopsy yet because they just opened, but I wrote about them for our restaurant news, and it is in the, you know, as you mentioned, the South Shore Cultural Center, and it is owned by the owner of the Woodlawn, which we just talked about, which is where Just Sandwiches is, and they took over the old Parrot Cage restaurant space, but it's completely transformed. The chef at who was previously at Bronzeville Winery in Bronzeville has taken over, Don D. Robinson, and so they're doing what the chef calls elevated soul food. So he's got a, you know, beautiful catfish fried filet, but he's finishing it with a Creole bechamel, and then he's got this beautiful bourbon bread pudding, which is very, you know, decidedly finished with Uncle Nearest whiskey.
Wow.
And yeah, so they really called out, you know, specifically that they wanted to use, black producers and, you know, including the whiskey, which is, for people who know the story about Uncle Nearest, he was the man who taught a Jack Daniel to distill whiskey and is really, again, you know, reclaiming that place in history. So NOFCE, you know, also the South Shore Cultural Center is where the newlywed Obama couple held their wedding reception. And it was in a space that historically had banned black and Jewish members in the country club that it once was. So, again, just transforming this space through food and culture and history, and with a patio that overlooks the lake that's going to be open year-round.
That, that will be a nice addition to that area for sure.
Completely.
Yeah. Finally, the question, the food question everybody is wondering about, when will the Superdogs be back on top at 63 North Milwaukee Avenue?
Right. So Maury and Flory are missing. So if you go by, there's just a banner that reads, Maury and Flory will return super soon. And so they were taken down to the Super Spa, I was told. We were all told at the beginning of September, and they would be back in about 3 to 4 weeks. Well, it's been about 3 to 4 weeks, you know, and so I've been wondering what happened to them. So very kindly, the owners of Superdog and the owner of Orlandi Statuary, which is now located in Logan Square, let us go behind the scenes to see the restoration of Maury and Flory. And so, of course, you and I know that Maury and Flory are the Superdog icons, the statues that stand over the hot dog stand, the Superdog stand, and they've been standing up there since the 40s, and they've only come down every 25 years or so for, you know, refurbishment. And so we went behind the scenes, and our Pulitzer Prize award-winning photographer Jason Wamsgan shot these photos, which look like Renaissance paintings. And so
You got to see it. No, I let me just jump in here because you really have to see that and go to the Tribune's website to read all about it. I think the most fascinating thing about this, those people at the company working on this also did the Ernie Bang statue, but they say this is the greatest job they've ever been allowed to do. Superdog.
Yeah. Yeah. That was so touching.
Louisa Chu, thank you very much. And I appreciate, and so does everybody, all the ideas for weekend dining.
Thanks, Bob.
You take care now and have a great weekend.